This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Texans fall to Jacksonville. It is over. Houston drops to 0-3 for the first time since 2020.
We're 0-3. Don't want to be 0-3, but that's the matter of the fact. That's where we are now. Continue to support us if you want to.
CJ looking, firing deep downfield, right side end zone. Jaden Higgins, touchdown. Petrie, he's got it. Jalen Petrie hauls it in for his second pick of the day. Houston comes all the way back to defeat the Jaguars. The Texans have changed their season around.
Winners win and losers lose. I think that's real.
The Texans have won 8 games in a row. The Houston Texans are back in the playoffs.
I can't stop. There it is, the Tyler Milner Open on a must-win, winner-go-home, as the Texans look to advance to the divisional round for the third straight season and win their first road playoff game. They are in Pittsburgh tonight, pregame show in an hour and 15 minutes, and then the game at 7:15, postgame afterwards. They got a chance to go to New England, beat a beatable Patriots team to get somewhere that the Houston Texans franchise has never been, and that is an AFC championship game. It is right there in front of you. This is The Drive, and we are ready to hear from you. Okay, a day like this, really every day the show is yours, but a day like this, we want to hear from the people and the phone lines. There's a couple of lines open. Grab a phone line. Tyler will get you ready. Because I just want to know what kind of mood you're in. And I see some people trying to cop out. As I said, what mood are you in? Are you in the hope mood? Right? I'll be honest with you, fellas. They have played multiple road playoff games in the history of the Texans. And especially lately, Tyler, tell the truth. This is, you're more of hoping they would pull it out. Last year against Kansas City, that was probably a hope. Year before that, Baltimore, boy, I'm hoping they can hang around. Is this the same feeling on the road? Is this the same the time before that in Kansas City, more of a hope? Is this the same feeling, or are you in a space where you're expecting the Houston Texans to win in Pittsburgh? Somebody said, I am cautiously, optimistically hopeful. Is what somebody texted earlier. Where are you at? We want to hear from you. Clint, before we get to the people, where are you at with the Texans? Are you in that hope mode, or are you in the expect them to win mode?
Oh, I'm in the expecting to win mode. I mean, we've said it multiple times. Look, you couldn't have drawn a better seed in the AFC in this first round for any of the wild card teams, right? And I'm just at a spot with the Houston Texans, with the organization, where I expect them to do certain things. I expect them as a team to deal with what comes with playing on the road like a pro. I expect them offensively to communicate effectively with the noise that comes with on the road. CJ Stroud, I expect him to know who the free rusher is, where that free rusher's coming from, and to have some kind of answer, even if that is to bait him in and bail and go make a play with your feet or throw the ball away. Know where he is. Don't be surprised. And then Nick Caley, I expect Nick Caley to have answers for pressure.
You expect a
plan. Yeah, absolutely. And absolutely. It's week 19, man. It's week 19. Like if you know, he's got a lot to do with this. Now, that may just mean his quarterback being more prepared to execute those answers. But at the end of the day, his offense has to know how to handle pressure. How are you going to deal with pressure when they bluff it and they bail? How are you going to deal with pressure when they show it and come? Right? Like, I expect them to do these things. And if they don't do these things, this isn't about winning and losing. If they don't do these things, they're going to lose the football game. But if they don't lose, if they don't do these things, I think it is 100% fair for the fan base to be extremely disappointed with this overall team and extremely disappointed with particularly the offense if that is indeed the way this thing unfolds. So I expect them to do well in all of the above categories. And if they're not, I'm going to be disappointed.
Ridgemont on YouTube says he's expecting Champ Slice. I expect the defense and Kaimi to show up and show out.
Hey, don't forget, this is the place last week when a really good kicker kicked a slider now. I mean, he kicked the nastiest slider you ever saw a starting pitcher throw in the big leagues. I mean, it is rough in Pittsburgh at times. And by the looks of old Marcus Spears and Mina Kimes and Dan Orlovsky and these boys and girls, it don't look like it's going to be an easy night for kickers tonight.
Yeah, that win, it's not going to slow down. It's going to be a little bit more coming up a little later. All right, let's go to the phones. Phil, come on. Hey, Phil, let's go. All right, let's go. Where you at?
Go ahead. I'm hoping and expecting.
No, damn it, Phil.
As an unbiased Patriots fan, I'm hoping the Pittsburgh Steelers pull a rabbit out of the hat, but I expect the Texans to put a hurting on them, and the only team that scares the crap out of me in the AFC.
That's it. So you're a Patriots fan?
Yeah, but I am also a Texans fan.
All right, and the Texans scare you. If you had to pick it, if they win tonight and they go to Foxborough, who you got?
If I was a betting man, I'd take the Texans.
All right, there's Phil. There's Phil, baby. He said he's cheating. He's going both. Let's go. Eddie, where you at? You hoping? You in hope mode or you in the expectation mode?
I'm in the hope mode. Ooh. And I can tell you I'm more excited right now than I've ever been for any playoff appearance for the Texans since they've been around. Because this year, there's no 300-pound gorilla waiting in the wings if you win a playoff game. There's no Baltimore. There's no KC. This is the first year as a Texans fan that I can actually see an avenue for us to make the Super Bowl. But the reason I'm hopeful is only hopeful is because it's on the road. And you look at it, I mean, look at it objectively. Head coach advantage goes to Pittsburgh. Quarterback advantage goes to Pittsburgh. Running back room advantage goes to Pittsburgh. Our defense is the best defense in football. And I'm hoping we win. But expecting hold on. Having all those advantages is silly.
Hold on, Ed. Hold on, Eddie. In 2026 today, you believe the coaching and quarterback advantage goes to Pittsburgh? Not historically. I'm talking about right now, today.
Right now, today, in a playoff game, I'll take a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, who's got all the experience in the world, who knows how to get rid of the ball. And Tomlin has won a Super Bowl, and he's won it as a wild card. Three games on the road.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl.
So, yeah, but still, experience matters. I mean, there's no clear advantage that the Texans. I expect. D'Amico to be better than Tomlin. I expect CJ to be better than Aaron. No way. And I know their running back room is better than ours. You know, plus you got Kaimi kicking outdoors. I'm hopeful, man. Okay, I'm hopeful. I'm more excited.
Eddie, you'd have just talked yourself into a loss in this game. Eddie, damn it. Listen. Mike Tomlin's is a great coach. All right. We want to experience Hill. Tomlin ain't been to playoffs. Hill, D'Amico's been to playoffs the last 2 years. Listen, I'm not going to say that this is D'Amico with some huge edge, right? But like Pete Carroll's won a Super Bowl. Pete Carroll is not a better coach right now today than D'Amico Ryans. All right. And damn it, CJ, Aaron Rodgers should not have the quarterback advantage in this game. He shouldn't. I just can't accept that. I love the call, Eddie. Call back, but I just can't get with that. Right? Mm. And you agree with him. You agree. I can see by your side.
I agree with the quarterback 100%. I don't agree with the coach. I mean, I just think D'Amico Ryans and what he's done with Matt Burke. Now, I mean, the question, the way he framed it was head coach versus head coach. Now, if you bring coordinators into the mix and you start Arthur Smith versus, and that brings Nick Caley into the mix, then all of a sudden you've got to, maybe that levels the playing field a bit. But if we're just talking head coaches, no, I mean, right now, today, I got D'Amico Ryans. But the quarterback, yeah. I mean, I got to win a game tonight. Got to win a game right now. Yeah, I give me Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Emmett, where are you at? You in that hope mode or expect mode?
I am in the hope mode because I disagree with what Eddie said about the quarterback, but I think that this offense, they just won't let the reins off CJ. And if we want to see what CJ was from his rookie year, they'd have to let him go. And they're not going to do that because, like Miko said in his press conference last week, all we need is him not to turn over the ball. And I'm hopeful that maybe Nick Caley has a few tricks up his sleeve and they open up this offense a little bit.
All right. I appreciate the call, man. You like where his head is? I'm going to say, I don't know. I don't know very many white Emmets. No?
What makes you think he's white?
I don't know very many white Emmets.
I don't think I know one.
I didn't. I started to look it up. Emmett Brown. I guess Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. His character's white. Didn't know a lot of white Emmets. Shout out to you, Emmett. All right. Rob G., where are you at? Are you in the space where you hope or you expect the Texans to win tonight?
Man, I tell you what, appreciate what you guys do. I'm in a hope mode when it comes to offense. I know we've gotten better along the road here. There's been some bumps and bruises. Seen a lot of improvements, which is good. Defense-wise, I expect them to lay the boom and be all over Pittsburgh.
All right, appreciate the call, Rob. 713-572-4610, where are you at? You hope? Are you in the hope mode or the expect mode? And like a lot of people are bringing it in. We're seeing it on the text line of YouTube and Twitch as well, is this offense. I heard in Philly today, they said they got a championship defense and they got an offense that shouldn't be in the playoffs. it's how they described the Eagles team. And the Texans at times have that feel. The Texans at times have the feel of like their defense is going to have to drag their asses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All the way through. And, you know, they don't have the talent that Philly has, which is unacceptable, but it's got to be better tonight against this opponent. Against the Steelers, that the offense, as you said, I don't know if I expect those things. I haven't really seen them all. As you said, it's week 19, but this is a defense, especially after the front seven, this is a defense that can be had. And we've seen lesser quarterbacks and lesser weapons be able to have success on this Steelers group.
Yeah, I'm not – I know the numbers will tell you that, and hell, the film league can tell you that. But when you start looking at it on paper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.